we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I have the pleasure of bringing this program to you 5 days a week. Thank you for tuning in to listen to this. We've been talking about living a resolute life it's kind of like a little bitty rabbit trail that we're using out of the book of Isaiah, where in Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 7, it says, "Therefore I've set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed." One of the greatest marks of distinction between people who accomplish great things and people who fall short of their goals is this principle of living a resolute life, that they do not get sidetracked from their issue. They get up, they do it day in and day out. They make sure that they are accomplishing what God has for them. And so one of the things that we talked about with our leadership conference that we had back in August was planning your day the night before. Planning your day the night before. And so, like, right before I went on the air for this broadcast, Paul was reminding me of what I needed to do tomorrow. And so I'm thankful for that. If we would recognize, by the way, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4, if we would recognize that God has given us other people in the body of Christ to help us for the profit of all, that we would be more productive instead of combating one another, competing against one another, complementing one another, and helping each other to be the best that we can be. That would be a great encouragement. So far we have talked about being resolved to set our face toward becoming a more godly person in spite of opposition or distraction, being resolved to pray as if our life depends upon it, because it does, to resolve that my mouth will not sin by bad-mouthing authority, cursing, lying, gossip, or complaining. And today we're going to be talking about the opposite of that. We're going to be talking about, okay, now we know the negative things we're not supposed to do with our mouth. What about the positive things that we are supposed to do with our mouth? So that's what we're going to talk about today. With that being said, I want to say a great big huge thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat and Electric in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 632-9538. Area code 321-632-9538. If you've been a customer of theirs, make sure that you have this number down. Area code 321-632-9538. Carla and Dennis do a great job, them and their team. And so we want to encourage you to check them out. They can deal with package units for mobile homes. If you've got a number of properties, they can help you out with that as well. Whether you just want to make sure your unit is functioning for the cooler weather. We've had a couple of cool fronts that have come through, and my air conditioner is very happy about that, and we hardly ever have to turn our heat on, so I'm not too concerned about that. But they can fix up your AC, your heater, or your electric service. They are professionals in all of those categories. Give them a call today, 321-632-9538. They'll be a blessing to you, as they have been to me. So what are we going to do with our mouth if we can't lie, if we can't dishonor authority, if we can't curse, if we can't complain, and if we can't gossip? You know, what are we going to do? I mean, one of the ways that you can control doing negative things with your mouth is putting duct tape over your mouth. But God gave us our mouth for a reason, and it was more than just eating a cheeseburger. Jesus is the Word. the word goes forth. It's a powerful word. It goes forth out of his mouth, and it brings victory over all of his enemies. It penetrates to the joints and the marrow. I've heard some people say that word is never lost. It just continues to go throughout creation. We are supposed to speak words of faith instead of fear. So let's look at what we can do with our mouth. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 11. And it says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Let's drop down to verse number 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and don't sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So, here is the statement on our little card that we have produced that people can carry around in their wallets to remind them of what type of resolved life to live. I am resolved to speak the truth in love, to edify, to bless, and to proclaim the word of God with thanksgiving. Okay? So there's speak the truth in love, to edify, to bless, to proclaim the word of God with thanksgiving. So yesterday we talked about five negatives. Today we are going to talk about five positives. So the first thing is to speak the truth in love. This would contrast with those who have formerly utilized their mouth for deception. You don't just stop lying. Your heart has to have a transformation where the God of all truth resides in there, and he changes your heart and changes the way that you think, the way that you look at people, and the way that you speak to people. A lot of people are willing to speak the truth, but that is not the only matter that our mouths are supposed to speak. We are supposed to speak the truth in love. There are some people who are low on an emotional level of involvement. They are principled, but they have not had God change the motives with which they do it. See, God knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so there are some people who speak the truth, but they don't speak the truth in love. That still falls short of what God has as a goal for us. So we need to be resolved to speak the truth in love. Now, how that has manifest in my life was this, that if there was something that needed to be said, I've told people this on a number of occasions, that I pray about that situation until Bob's flesh is out of the way and I can speak the truth to them in love for their best interest not mine. A lot of times we speak the truth so that we feel better. But we speak the truth in love to other people so that they will be better. Not so that we will feel better, but that they will be better. So that's an entirely different reason for speaking than just saying, well, it's true. It's true. Well, I've said this before, just because something crosses my mind does not mean it is supposed to cross my lips. We're going to look at these other four purposes that we need to be resolved. And you and I need to be intentional that when we speak to somebody, we do it because we love them. We love them. I've had situations before where I would be having a meeting after lunch, and believe it or not, I do have salad bars from time to time. And there's this one particular place that has a salad bar, and they've got some broccoli. And every once in a while, one of those little broccoli tips ends up getting wedged right in between my two front upper teeth. And, you know, it would be, unfortunately, I work in an office that I'm there by myself most of the time. And so if there's nobody to tell me and I don't go look in a mirror, then I don't know that there's anything there. And there was one time that happened, and I had a meeting, and I looked at myself in a mirror after the meeting, and there was this big green clump of broccoli right in between my front two teeth. And I said, are you kidding me? There was a person I'd never seen before, and it was a salesman that had dropped by. Never saw him again, but it's like, man, I wish I had somebody that loved me that would have told me, hey, Pastor Bob, you've got something stuck in between your teeth. Because that is something that would prevent us from embarrassing one another. So we're speaking not just truth, but eternal truth. We're speaking the truth of God's word. We live in a society that right now, for the most part, does not want to hear the truth of God's word. And so you and I, we have to build a relationship with them to where we are. They ask us what the truth is. That happens on the day of Pentecost, where the people who were gathered there, who heard the disciples and speaking in tongues and Peter preaching, they said, brethren, what must we do to be saved? And he said, repent, you and your entire household. And so you and I, we need to pray that we build relationship with people in such a manner that they will say, would you speak the truth to us? I've a pastor that I worked for, he, after he retired from pastoring, did chaplaincy work in a hospital. And he said, Bob, after I retired, I went into the hospital and I led more people to Jesus than in all of the years that I was pastoring combined. He said, because when I went in there, they would look me in the eye and they said, Pastor, we don't want you to blow a smoke our direction. We want you to tell us the truth. What do I have to do? Am I going to go to heaven or am I going to go to hell? Tell the truth to me. Don't blow smoke my way. And so we need to pray that God would use us to speak the truth in love. The second thing that's on our little card is to edify. To edify, to build up. Let me show you something here that it said. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, the Christ. And one of the things that happens, now we're supposed to speak the truth in love to edify other people. That's one of the works of the ministry, for the equipping of the saints, of the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we speak the truth in love to edify others, but it also edifies us. What I have found is that when I was asked to teach something, that it edified me. I was going to be asked to use my mouth to proclaim the truth of God's word. And in the process, I was edified because there was more that came in than was able to go out. You and I, we need to be God's construction crew, if you will. We live in a world where people are constantly being berated and beaten down, told that they are worthless, told that they will never amount to anything, and we need to be different. That when we come around, we're going to find something that we can build them up of. Building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Okay? So edify their faith. Edify their relationship with God. Edify their marriage. When you come to Merit Assembly of God, I don't want you going away feeling worse about yourself. I want you going away feeling better about your relationship with God because you now know the truth. So that's why I say there are some people who feel that if you speak the truth to someone about what is sin and what is not sin, especially in this day and time, that you are doing that because you're afraid of them or because you hate them. Listen, I am of the persuasion that I want to communicate the gospel to every person because everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There are no sin exclusions. All sins have to be repented of. And so please understand that when if I touch on the pet sin of your neighbor next to you, I'm not picking on them. I'm loving them by telling them the truth. And I will do it in a very loving manner. But and you could say, boy, they sure needed to hear that. Woo! I'm so glad you shared that word. But then if the next week we end up dealing on your pet sin, please understand it's not because we're hating you because of that pet sin. It's because we love you and we are here to edify you. Listen, I believe that anybody who comes to Jesus, that Jesus is going to edify them spiritually, that he is going to be of greater benefit to them physically, that he is going to be of greater benefit to them financially, professionally, relationally, their marriages are going to be stronger. They are going to be better parents. Those are what our goals are. So if you want to be edified, you need to come to Merit Assembly of God. You need to find a church where people are going to build you up. Now, I want to tell you this. Edify, you could put the word construction there. To construct is basically the same thing as to edify. Construction zones are messy. Construction zones look disastrous until they begin to take on that final form. And so if life gets a little messy, don't panic. Just allow God time to bring that construction project to pass. So let's move on to the third one, to bless. This would be the opposite effect. We need to resolve to be a blessing. We need to resolve to be a blessing. We are to bless those who are blessings themselves. We're supposed to bless those who despitefully use us, bless those who persecute us. We are supposed to be a blessing wherever we go. Okay? And so... That's a whole lot easier to say than it is to do, but we can do that. And so I want to encourage you, now in where I'm from, there's a saying that says, bless your heart. And I was at a conference here in September and one of the speakers, she was also from the South evidently, because she said, well, bless your heart. A friend of mine said, that's Southern for you're just as dumb as a rock. And that's not the case. Bless your heart. That means that what I'm doing is if somebody is saying something or doing something that is hostile, what I am doing is I am using my mouth to change the dynamic of what my carnal nature feels and bring it into subjection to what the Spirit of God wants me to say. And that is, I will be a blessing. You and I are not just supposed to bless people who are going to be able to be a blessing to us in a reciprocal manner. We are supposed to bless people who in in this lifetime will never, ever be able to reciprocate. The greater blessing is when we do it and knowing that only God can bless us in return. I don't do it for what I'm going to get back. I do it to change someone's eternity. And so we need to bless the Lord. We need to be a blessing to our family. We need to be a blessing to our church. We need to be a blessing to our community. Use your mouth to be a blessing. Now, you and I, we may have to go school ourselves. We might have to stand in front of the mirror and practice being a blessing, especially if you've been used to doing those five things we talked about, that and talking bad about authority, cursing, lying, gossiping, and complaining. You may have to go into intensive verbal training to say, Holy Spirit, would you be Lord over? Would you give me the right words to say today instead of my flesh giving me the wrong words? So we are resolved to speak the truth in love. We're resolved to edify. We're resolved to be a blessing. And we are resolved to proclaim the word of God. Okay? We are to be resolved to proclaim the word of God. Do you realize that more people are afraid of public speaking than they are of dying? That's almost every study they ever do say that the fear of public speaking is the number one fear. Do you know what that really manifests? Is that they are afraid of rejection. I read an article a little over a week ago about a famous actor who's made probably millions and millions of dollars, who, if I told you their name, you would recognize their name. They have put themselves out there and they've played all of these roles, and they recently wrote a book and they suffered debilitating fear because they were afraid that the book was going to be rejected and mocked and ridiculed, and that would have reflected upon who they really were, not the roles that they played. They were able to rationalize and said, I'm able to do all of these movies because if people don't like that, well, they don't like the writing, they don't like the script, they don't like the plot, all of that sort of stuff, but the check still cashed. But this person said, when I wrote a book about me, It was who I am, and I was afraid they were going to reject me. Folks, people use their mouths for ungodly purposes all day long. If the Spirit of the living God is dwelling inside of us, and out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, one of the most natural things that should come to pass is that we speak the words of life out of our mouth, that we speak the word of God, because if he's filling up our heart, that overflow is going to flow across our lips. He who wins souls is wise. You cannot fall for the devil's lie that you are not equipped to share the word of God. If anything else, you can tell what you have seen, you have speak of what you've heard, and you can tell your testimony. Do you realize that your testimony of God's saving grace in your life is one of the most powerful tools that you have, and yet people won't know it unless you are willing to share it? So I encourage you, let God be Lord over your tongue so that instead of all of the negative things you could be talking about, that the words of life will come across your lips. Do you know that whatever you feast on is what you are going to speak about? Whatever your highlights are, those are what you're going to speak about. If people have a bad experience at a restaurant or someplace, do you know that they tell 10 people? And if they have a good experience, they only tell one or two. That means we are predisposed to speaking about the negative experiences of life more than we are the positive experiences of life. As a Christian, it is supposed to be reversed. We are supposed to be proclaiming the goodness of God, and we are supposed to be doing it. It's November. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I've got some friends. They're from Canada, and they live in America, and so they celebrate Thanksgiving for an entire month. You are supposed to speak the word of God, proclaim the word of God with thanksgiving in your heart. You realize that one of the greatest revivals that ever took place with a resistant prophet who didn't want to minister in the town he was called to minister in, didn't want to share the message of repentance that he was called to share, didn't want to call people back into a relationship with God, and he didn't want to do it because he hated the people that he was called to minister to, and he didn't want them to repent. And he knew that if he shared the message, that they were going to repent and God was going to have mercy on them. That was Jonah. And God transformed the city of Nineveh because of that one man. What would happen if instead of looking like we were baptized in lemon juice, we went out with thanksgiving in our heart and we let people know it is not a miserable thing to be a child of God. It is a wonderful thing to be a child of God. It is cause for celebration. It is cause for rejoicing to know that we are not being led to slaughter. We are being led to victory. Don't you know somebody today that you could share the word of God? You might have to take a piece of paper and write it down and say, okay, this is something good that has happened to me today. I've recently, in the past few months, started writing things down, journaling them. It's amazing how many things I remember after I've written it down. I wonder how many things that I, phenomenal thoughts came across my mind, and then I, because I didn't write them down, they slipped out of my brain. Begin to write those things down. You know, one of the things that happened to me when I was a young man was I was assigned to testify. And I mean, it was work. It was like, what am I going to share about? And I was sitting there and I was discussing that with my mother, and she reminded me of something good that God had done for me. And I will tell you, for the last nearly 40 years, I continue to look on the favor of God in my life and continue to express thanksgiving for who he is. Let's look at this today one last time. Let's be resolved to speak the truth in love, to edify ourselves and to one another, to bless the Lord and to bless others, to proclaim the word of God with thanksgiving. Let's be resolved to use our mouths for the glory of God. I tell you what, people will take notice. They will ask questions. And it will open doors if we'll let God be Lord over our mouth. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.